A hereg nefesh v'shachar. Who goes to galus? Somebody who kills v'shageg. Kills someone else v'shageg. Ha'yamagol v'nagilav v'naflav v'hargasai. So it gives a number of examples. The first one, magol v'nagilav. What does magol v'nagilav mean? He's tarring his roof. And as he's pushing the magila, the thing that he's using to tar the roof, it falls. So the roofs were flat. Rashi says that the flat roofs were pitched, that he was pushing downhill. So being that he was pushing downhill, says Derech Yerida, he was pushing something downwards, and it fell on somebody and it killed him, so this goes. Tosfos seems to argue. First, Tosfos says, Tosfos doesn't mention that there was, Tosfos seems to say it was a flat roof. Seems to be a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos here, which we'll be need to get back to. What?
Even a flat roof.
Yeah, no, the roofs were not pitched roofs. But Rashi says, Avalatif, Mishapim Ma'at Kadeshi Zuva Anai. Rashi says that it was pitched, the tar at least, was, so he was going downhill as he was pushing. Tosfos says, Layayim Shupayim, and he doesn't say anything else. He says it was not angled. And he doesn't say, but it was pitched. Maybe like Yossi says, you take it for granted. Who doesn't know that you have to pitch a roof, right? Not all of us know that. Not everyone is. It sounds like, Tosfos saying a little different direction. We'll have to see. We'll get into a discussion whether that's so or not. At any rate, how you mishalshel b'chadis enough lo lavar gasa, how you b'sulam enough lo lavar gasa, how is that gaila? If you're going, if something is on its way down, is galus avolim hayam leishik b'magila, enough lo lavar gasa, how you daila b'chadis nizikhev enough lo lavar gasa, how you aila b'sulam enough lo lavar gasa, how is that ain't that gaila? That klal kol shevederech yiridasa gaila shlo derech yiridasa ain't gaila. We have here a new concept, galus, which we had rather on that day. In the parsha of Eidim Zaynanin, he had the idea of going to galus. And what is the punishment of someone who kills b'shagig? The truth is, there are two parts to someone who kills b'shagig. There are two things that happen. What are the two things? What are two things that happen to someone who kills b'shagig? No, I mean the person who killed. What is the Torah decree on someone who kills b'shagig? So two things. One thing is that the Goyal Adam is allowed to kill him. Goyal Adam is allowed to kill him. And the other thing is that he goes to Galus. He's supposed to go to Ari Mikla. So there are two halachis that the Torah, if you kill b'shageg, there are two dinim that apply to you. One din is that you have a din of Galus, and one din is that you have a din that that the Goyal Adam is allowed to kill you. So that means there's a din, the Goyal Adam can kill you if you're outside the Ari Mikla. But it's still some type of punishment on if someone comes to Shagig. Then if he's outside the Ari Mikla, he gets killed by a Goyal Adam. That's one punishment. There's another punishment that he has to go to Galus. How do we declare these two punishments, or are they one? Is Pshat, you go to Galus. Now to make sure you go to Galus, the Torah said, if you're out of Galus, the Goyal Adam will kill you. In other words, it's all in a knock of one din. You could learn that there's a din of going to Galus. To make sure you go to Galus, it's halacha the Goyal Adam can kill you. But it's just a part of the din of going to Galus. Or you could learn that they're two totally separate dinim. So the Shitas HaRambam is clearly that they're two separate demons. They're not related one to the other. Because the Rambam paskins that if you kill somebody, if someone kills somebody by Shaygei Karev Lamezes, we're going to have a concept throughout the Perek. There's a Shaygei, an accident, there's a Mezes. And in between this Shaygei Karev Lamezes, someone who did it by mistake, but he should have been more careful. The Shaygeg HaKarv LeMezid does not go to Galus. And yet, the Goyal Adam is allowed to kill him. That's what the Rambam paskens. A Shoyge, Karav Lameis, it doesn't go to Galus. And yet, the Goyal Adam could kill him. So we see from the Rambam that the two dinim are not Tluyim Zeh B'Zeh. That's totally separate dinim, because you could have a Chetimsa where a person has a din that the Goyal Adam is allowed to kill him, and he doesn't have a din of Galus. He goes to Yerbi Chvat, it doesn't help him. So from the Rambam, it's Mukhuk that the two separate dinim, it's not all one din. The Goyal Adam kills you, so you should be able, you should be sure you go to Galus. No. The two totally separate halachas, that's the Rambam Shita. Chayra, we can have a right to that from that phase. On that phase, when someone says that someone else killed Bishayig, so the halacha is that he doesn't go to Galus. Why doesn't he go to Galus? So the Gemara says, "Anani Mili, Hu Yanis Alachas Aharim Hu V'Loi Zaynim." What was the Havamina the Torah takes away from? That means if not for the pasuk Hu V'Loi Zaynim, what would I have said? What would I have said? The Zaynim didn't go to God. So who could kill them? So the Havamina is that Bezin would appoint someone to kill them? What's the Svara to that? Not really. Not really. Is the Machlo don't have a Machlaikas. But who has a right to kill? But by Zaymanin, now you can argue with me, but Mechayr, it's not Mistaver that there's a Havamin, a Zayman who tried to give someone godless, they get killed. You stop appointing someone to kill them. Vaisa is the two separate things. There's a din of godless. And there's a din of the guy that I'm killing. The din of godless is best in Zaynish. Best in Paskins that you go to God. There's a separate parsha that a Goyal Adam kills. The Goyal Adam's right to kill is not related to Golus. That's two totally separate things. Yes. All right. So we come out. That would talk at the Anafkamina. What would be Anafkamina? Let's say somebody killed the Shaygay, and he knows the Goyal Adam. The Goyal Adam is a good friend of his, and he knows the Goyal Adam is not going to kill him. He's sure. Should he go to Golis anyway? If Golis is only to save you from the Goyal Adam, so why should he go to Golis? But according to what we're saying now, we'll see that it's so. Even if you know the Goyal Adam is not going to kill you, you still admit that you should go to Golis. Apapike is the etzem in Einish Golis. Because Golis and Goyal Adam are not two dinim hafliyams every day. Okay, either way. The Rambam Shita is that Golus is not dependent on Goyal Adam, and Goyal Adam is not dependent on Golus. Two totally separate dinim, there's a din of Golus, there's a din of Goyal Adam, and they're two totally separate halachas. More, the Minchas Chinuch, the Mitzvah Tov Tes, which is this issue, says that a Goyal Adam doesn't even need a Psak Bezdin. The Shita of the Minchas Chinuch is that Bezdin doesn't even have to paskin that the Goyal Adam could kill. It doesn't even psak Bezdin. A Goyal Adam's allowed to kill, period. It doesn't need that Bezdin should paskin to the Goyal Adam go kill. The Goyal Adam knows he's a Goyal Adam, how he knows we'll have to talk about. But there's no din of Gemar Din. That's what the Mechas Chinuch holds. There's no halacha of a Gemar Din. So we see again that the din of a Goyal Adam killing him and the din of Golus are two totally separate halachas. The Goyal Adam is the relative of the murdered person. So we're going to learn later that there are two opinions. Either it's the closest the Irish, or else it's anybody spelled out with the Torah of the Irish. We'll get to that much later in the parish. But whoever the Goyal Adam is, for our purposes, let's say his child is.
The question is just one thing, because But now the Chassidic is saying that without a Pesach Bezdin, your girl is allowed to kill.
Kolis certainly didn't.
What?
If there's no Pesach Bezdin, you can go.
Right, there's no Pesach Bezdin at all. Bezdin didn't get around to it yet. The Rambam says that a Goyal Adam is allowed to kill even if he only knows that this Ritzeah killed through an Eid Echad. There's only one witness. There's only an Eid Echad who saw it happen. Apalpi Kein, if the Goyal Adam believes it, it's enough for a Goyal Adam to be allowed to kill. So the Ravid is Matzniya on the Rambam. The Ravid is Matzniya on the Rambam. He says, how could it be that an Eid Echad is allowed to Api Eid Echad, you're allowed to kill somebody. Api Eid Echad, Api Shnei Eidim Yachim Dov. What's Api Eid Echad? You can kill somebody. Would you ever have such a thing? So the Ravid is Matzniya on the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah, which wants to answer the Rambam, Taka very shver Rambam, how can you kill off the Eid Echad? So the Kesef Mishnah wants to say that the Rambam means al pi edus miyuchedes. You have two people, one's off of one window, one's off of the other window, and an item that they're not mitzvahed. So really, it's edus miyuchedes. And al pi kei, normally edus miyuchedes doesn't make a psak bed. Nevertheless, the Goyal Adam, that's enough to paskin that the Goyal Adam is allowed to kill. Of the Eidus Miuchet. Dor Sameach. Dor Sameach is in two places. One is in Perek Vav Halacha Hei of Hilchus Ritzayach. And the other is in Hilchus Malachim, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud. That the din of Goyal Adam is sort of an exception to Dinei HaTorah. For example, he gives an example. A melech is allowed to kill. A king is allowed to kill anybody who feels it's for a Tzairach HaMedina. He's allowed to kill. Why could a melech kill? Right, a melech is allowed to kill if someone's a mayor of the Malchus. You can just go and kill him. Maybe we shite him hold with people without a Pesach Bezdin. A melech has reshus to kill. And not only a mayor of the Malchus, but a melech could kill if someone's a ganav, someone steals. The melech, if he decides that this is getting out of hand, there are too many ganavim, I want to make an example out of him, he's allowed to kill the ganav. A melech has certain rights that are outside or more than what the Torah gives him. There's a certain level, I don't know what to call it, I think he calls it tikkunei hamedina, tikkun olam, or Dover Nivusi, he uses different languages, but things that are outside of the regular rules of the Torah, the fact that a melech can kill whoever he wants, something extra, like an extra kayak. So Goyal Adam is the same thing. The Torah recognizes that a relative of someone who's killed has a certain level of anger, and the Torah gave a person a right to act on that level of anger, even chutz megidrei halacha, I mean, they are gedarim, but it could be without Eid Echad. Even krayvim could be the Eid Echad. The karev saw and tells him, it's like, it's an extra, it's a, I don't know what label, I would give it a label if I did it, it's a veheta. Kashrus, the Torah said, you don't have to go to bed. You don't have to go to bed. On your own, you could pass in kashrus. You're in your kitchen, you see what happens, you do it. The Torah is the Chadish, that Goyal Adam is also an Indian that a person can do on his own. He's allowed to go out and kill on his own. It's a double pella. It's a tremendous Kiddush HaTorah. But this is all based on understanding, it's all based on the Rambam. And the Rambam's understanding that Goyal Adam is a separate parsha, a totally separate parsha. It's not tied to Golus, not an Einish, so to speak. It's something like chutz mekidrei HaTorah. Oh, the question, this I was wondering, why do you even need an Eid Echad? Why was it a person himself saw
someone kill his relative. I don't know what the halach is. Let's say someone at his own saw someone kill his relative. So the Rambam says the Kohen Gadol is allowed to kill al pi eid echad. What would he hold? It's not even an eid echad. He just saw it on his own. The one hand, why is it worse than eid echad? Eid echad is also not an eid echad. On the other hand, but at least an eid echad is an eid echad. Eid echad has certain kaiches. He has a kaiach of simchayit shvua. There's certain things on your own. What do you think? On your own? Think you're allowed to? I'm not sure. What? I know an eid echad does bring something to the table. Eid echad is not shayyedin, but an eid echad is mechayim shvua. Eid echad is neman beisurim. Eid echad is neman beedus isha. There's certain places where an eid echad is believed. So I don't know the halacha. Maybe we'll see in the parak. If a person who saw himself is allowed to kill.
What
if the person killed the
mazid also, if he has the right to kill?
Why would he
kill the
mazid?
Well, if the person
killed the mazid?
After a month,
he'll
go ahead and kill the person.
Yeah, according to the Ravid, in the case of Mishnah, you need two aid. There's no shayla. I'm not talking like that. Talking like the Rambam Shita, this is what we're talking about today. The Rambam Shita is that Goyal Adam is a separate parsha. The fact that a Goyal Adam can kill is a totally separate parsha. So the question is, what is the level of proof that's required? In Shulchan Aruch, the last seven of Chayshu Mishpat, in Tuf Chav Vav, Pesachei Tshuva Aleph. He says that Bizman Hazeh is Kraivim, and he's talking about the following case. Someone murdered, Rubei murdered Shimon. Shimon's Kraivim have the ability to go to the government and have them catch the murderer, Rubei, and they'll give him Nisa. Should they do it? Are they a miser? Reuven killed Shimon. The Kraivim of Shimon are upset. And now they want to go to the government to go after the murderer, go after the Ritzayah. Is that okay? Is that the right thing to do? It's not the right thing to do. He says it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, even this man is there, for the Goyal Adam to be right at the Ritzayah. To go after the Ritzayah. He says he should spend money on it. You should spend money, you have to hire detectives, you have to hire lawyers, you should spend money on it to try to catch the right sayer. When I learned this, I was thinking of Yonkel Rosenbaum. He was a brother that's doing all he can to try to make sure that the murderers get caught. He says it's part of the parasha of Goyal Adam. And the Rambam says the Goyal Adam is not only Shaygeg, it's Mazid also. It is a mitzvah of Goyal Adam. I just don't understand. He says, you're not required to spend Chaymish v'nechasim. Normally a mitzvah to say, you have to spend the fifth of your nechasim. I don't understand. You can look at this, this teshuva. He says it's a mitzvah, but he says, but you don't have to spend the fifth of your nechasim on this mitzvah. That I don't have. Why? If it's a mitzvah, why don't you have to spend it for saying the chasm? That I don't understand. Maybe it's only a suffix if you give a flea. What? He's talking about the government will give me some. That's okay. The government will give me some. He's supposed to try to make sure.
A person has to be well done.
We have Machlekes, which is the keeper of Yaisi. Mitzvah, I think we pass it to Mitzvah. The Ktsais, Simon Bey's Ktsais Aleph, declares more. Can the Goyal Adam, this man Hazeh, kill the Ritzayah? Now, if you plan to do it, you better watch out. Because if you go to court, they're not going to accept your excuse that you're a Goyal Adam. But his chetshuva says to get the government to kill him. What about killing the Adayim? So he brings from the Urim V'Tumim that the Urim V'Tumim there in Siman Beis, he says that if his manner says a Goyal Adam is not allowed to kill, because the Urim V'Tumim holds that a Goyal Adam means a Pesach Bezdin, not like the Mishnah Sinach I said earlier. He says a Goyal Adam means a Pesach Bezdin. What's his Svara that a Goyal Adam means a Pesach Bezdin? Because how could you do anything? How could you kill somebody without a Pesach Bezdin? Doesn't make sense. Not only that, it says it needs a Pesach Bezdin of Smuchin. Even in the Farshis, it's not enough to hang a Bezdin today. He's a Bezdin of Smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu. From the line from Moshe Rabbeinu, which we don't have his money. Even then, the Urim V'Tumim holds that you need a Pesach Bezdin. Since he holds you need a Pesach Bezdin, he holds that there's really no right for a Goyal Adam. What? So the Ktsais holds like the Mishnah Sinai. The Ktsais argues, he says you don't need a Pesach Bezdin. Maharaya, even an Eid Echad is good. Again, all based on the Rambam Shita. But even an Eid Echad is good. Bezdin doesn't pass Gedina Nefashis based on an Eid Echad. But since Bezdin doesn't pass Gedina Nefashis based on an Eid Echad, so the Ktsais holds you don't need a Pesach Bezdin. Machayra the Tumim's Tainas, or the Tumim's Tainas makes sense. How can you do anything based on just your own what you saw? But it says holds that you need a Kabbalah's Aegis in Bezdin. You can't just go and kill somebody, you need at least a Kabbalah's Aegis in Bezdin. And that much he holds that you have to have. And once that's done, to be Mavarah, the truth is that he killed, the Ktsais holds is good enough. So it comes out, we basically have three sheets. The Tumim holds you need a Pesach Bezdin. Ktsais holds you need at least a Kabbalah's Aegis in any Bezdin. And the Mechaschira says you don't need anything at all. And the Ktsais says that if there's a Kabbalah's Aegis, even if there's Manazah, you could kill. What's funny is that both the Tumim and the Ktsais both talk about whether a Goyal Adam could kill this Manazah. Each one brings a Raya to himself in the same Rambam. They both read the same Rambam. The Tumim says the Raya to him, and the Ktsais says the Raya to him. So I'll read you the Lashon HaRambam. It's Perek Aleph Halacha Hey. Tell me if it's who it's a Raya to. The Rambam says, Reitzeach, Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, Reitzeach Shaharag Bezadai, Reitzeach that killed the Nezid, Ein Mamisa Naisai Ha'edim, Ein Mamisa Naisai Ha'edim, the Edim sees someone kill someone else and know how to kill him. Below you are right, am I saying that? Anybody who sees it? Ah, Shayabai Lebezdin, the Yodanu. Somebody kills the Mezid. The right am I saying, now that I kill. Ah, Shayabai Lebezdin, the Yodanu. That's a Raya too. So what's it a Raya? The Tumim says it's a Raya. That you need a Pesach Din. It says you're not going to kill the Reitzei. Achat Yedinu. Ktsais says. Mashma. He says you're not going to kill him. Loya Eidim. Loya Raya Baisai. It doesn't say Loya Gaya Ladam. Ktsais says that if you're dying to the Rambam's Lashon, it says you need a Pesach Din. You're not going to kill him. Loya Eidim. Loya Raya Baisai. But a Goyal Adam is allowed to kill him. So the Ktsais holds that if the MS Hadavar is misbarred, that you're allowed to. The only thing is, he says you need Kabbalah Sages. So we have a Machlaikis. The Chazaynish, the Chashemish Batsimin Yud Zayin, brings a Raya to the Michas Chinuch. It says L'chayret in the Perish of Gemara, it's in Hedrin, that Mem test. And you have to be Michael me to understand the Raya, you have to know a little bit of Navi. Okay, in Navi, there was a gentleman by the name of Yahya ben Tzruya, that was David's general. There was another person by the name of Avner ben Ner, that was Shaul's general. Avner ben Ner was Shaul's general. Until recently, when you went to visit the Maaseh Machpelah, Avner ben Ner is parked across the park. He's buried across the street from the Maaseh Machpelah. So it used to be a tourist site. People would go to see the Kvura of Avner ben Ner. Today, I don't think that many people go anymore. It's a small cave where Avner ben Ner is buried. But Avner ben Ner was the general of Shaul, and Yahya ben Tzruya is the better general of David. Yoav killed Avner, and David was very angry, even though Avner was the other team, right, and he was on Shaul's side, and Yoav was on his side. He was very upset that Yoav killed Avner. So he brought him to Bezdin. After the Malchus was firm, David brought Yoav into Bezdin. Actually, it wasn't David, it was Shlomo HaMelech, afterwards. Shlomo HaMelech brought Yoav into Bezdin, and he had a dintayra, Parah Tabah. So he had a dintayra, he said, you're a tzayach. You killed Avner ben Ner. You're going to get Misa. Chavar doesn't need Asra, right? So we're going to give you Misa. So the Gemara says, Yoav answered, I was allowed to kill Avner, because Avner killed my brother. Yoav had a brother, Asoel. Asoel. He had his brother, Asoel, was killed by Avner. He said, Goyav Adam Ani. I have a right to kill Avner because he's my Goyal Adam. So Shlomo HaMelech accepted the terrors. He accepted the answer. What do you see from that Gemara? What? He was no Pesach Bezdin. Obviously, Shlomo HaMelech went to Bezdin if he was a Pesach Bezdin. What? And still there's no Kabbalah Seydis either. Mashu from that Gemara, like the Michas Chinuch. That you don't, oh, you don't need anything. The girls, I'm glad to go out and kill.
Why didn't David?
David, the Gemara, the pasuk says that David wasn't done. Yahya, he was afraid of him. He wasn't done. I mean, why Shlomo didn't think of him? Yeah. Shlomo called him in. Why did Shlomo think of him?
Shlomo didn't know his brother.
The truth is, it's not so simple. Because when Avner killed Asael, you know when he killed him. Asael was a right. Asael was running against Avner to kill him. Avner killed him in self-defense. So that's why Shlomo didn't think of it. What kind of girl Adam are you? So Yahya said, no, Avner could have killed him back in the Yavara. You know, he could have injured him to save himself. The mind doesn't do it. Shlomo had a good habit. Now, Kapani, why are we buying guys? What's the aside that's sort of the Hagdama to this parrot? We're trying to buy ice. The aside is that there are two dinim. The din of Gaul and the din of Gaul Adab. They're two totally separate halachas. And any hired b'shaygeg, you have to be dab two sets of dinim. A din of shaygeg and a din of Gaul Adab. Gaul Adab, at least according to the Rambam. I'm not sure, as we learned the parrot, if everyone agrees with the Rambam. But at least according to the Rambam Shita, they're two totally separate halachas. Halachas are not related to each other. The din of Gaya Ladam goes chutz migidrei, normal gidrei ha'halachim. Akadei kach, that except like the tumim, according to everybody else, you don't need a psak fasten. The Gaya Ladam can kill bein echad, at least according to the Rambam. And that's totally, totally separate gedar. Now, having gone through that hagdama, we come to our Mishnah's rule. What's our Mishnah's rule? The first Mishnah, in this parak, has a rule. What's the rule? Zakla. Kasha b'derech yiridasai gaila. Anything where you kill b'shaige. Let's talk about a simple case. You're lowering a chavis from a window. It's on its way down. And it falls and it kills somebody. In that case, the person lowering the chavis goes to gaila. If you're pulling the chavis up, so then you don't go to Golis. Same thing if you're working on a roof, that's what Rashi, it's a roof at an angle. If you're pushing the picture like they have these, you know, when they pave the streets, what do they call it, the press down, what? Steamrollers, right? You picture a steamroller. You have one with your hand, you know, they have these things, it's like a little steamroller. Someone's on his roof, he's working with this thing, it's very heavy, he's pressing the pitch on his roof. So if he does it on the way down, he lets go and then kills somebody, he's going to go. If he's pulling it upwards and it falls, he doesn't go to go. How do you know that? So the Gemara will say, the first two lines, there's a cousin. Suck the Rambam. It's a Svara. What's the Svara? Suck the Rambam. On your way down, you have to be much more careful. People tend to fall more when they're on the way down a ladder than when they're on the way up a ladder. That's true, you see. I'm on the way down. I know, yeah. Now, as I said, on your way down, it's more dangerous. When you're lowering a barrel, letting it down, it's more shechiyah for it to fall than when you're pulling it up. Therefore, Dr. Rambam, derech yerida, that's a shaykh. When you're lowering something that is a der kosher hu derech yerida asai gaila, anything that's on its way down is a shaygeg, and a person goes to galus. Kol shehu b'derech shalai b'derech yiridasan. A person did not have to be that careful. So then that does not qualify as much as a shaygeg. It's already a kariv minus. So therefore, he doesn't go to galus. That's what the Rambam says. So I don't work with my hands that much, so I don't know. It's hard to say sorry after the Matzias, how it is. But the Rambam says this, it's the Rambam says. What's the kasha on the Rambam? What? The kasha on the Rambam is, that's a Xeris HaKasim. What's the Rambam giving a Tama the Kara? Giving Svaris? Everyone jumps on the Rambam, you're saying Svaris? Kamara says, not even leaving Yipo of Yom, it's actually Yipo Derech the Fila. It's Xeris HaKasim. What are you saying? Svaris, Xeris HaKasim. What? So the truth is, there are those who say that, who use that expression. I think the Pnei Yeshua on the Mishnah says that in any Bein Adam L'Chaveira, Dikadin in the Torah, it's a rule that we try to say a Svara. Interesting thing. We don't say Tama Dekra. All mitzvahs, we don't give reasons. But by all Dine Mamanis, for sure, we always try to assume it works with Svara. There are some things that don't work with Svara. Like Bar Mishasarabim, is Pater on certain things, or Talmud Bayesh, there are certain things that like there's a custom. Wherever we could, we try to say a Svara. That's what the issue is. Rav Shmuel Rizovsky says a very buchrichtiker reason why the Rambam was compelled that when it comes to Dine Golos, we have to, every Gzeres HaKasim, that part is somewhere from Golos, we're going to have to try to find the Svara. Why? Because there are two dinim on someone who kills the Shaykh. There's a Din Golos, and there's a Din Gael Adam. Now, the Din Golos, yeah, you could say it's Gzeres HaKasim finished, he's part of Golos, we'll have exceptions. Prat with this, so you can say it's Xeris HaKasim, there's no problem. But is a Din Gael Adam. Now, if you hold Gael Adam and Golos Atoli Zebizah, so Taka, you don't need to say Svaris. Gael Adam depends on Golos, and whatever the Din of Golos is, the Din of Gael Adam. But the Rambam himself says that it's not so. That people who are parted from Golos could still have a Din that a Gael Adam is allowed to kill them. If someone is a shaygeg, he Gael Adam could kill him. If he's a Karav Lamezid, he's Pata from Golos, and still a Gael Adam could kill him. And if he's a Mezid, still a Gael Adam could kill him. Which means that anything shaygeg or worse, a Gael Adam could kill him. So now we have to understand Prat, the Torah says Prat was something. You go to Golos, Prat to a certain type of person. We'll have many types of the parrot. Every single time we have someone who doesn't go to Golos, we have to now clarify. Why doesn't he go to Golos? Is it because he's less than a Shaygeg? In which case, the Goyal Adam can't kill him. If he's a Karab Ma'ayis, the Goyal Adam can't kill him. Or is it because it's worse? He's a Karab Ma'ayis. Every single case that we're going to have that's going to be an exception, Prat Laimah Mutter, we're going to have to be bad. What's the din of an Aimah Mutter? The Gemara have a Machlaikas, an Aimah Mutter is Karab Ma'ayis, it's a Karab Ma'ayis. Why? Because this is a parasha of Goyal Adam. And when you have Xeris, because if someone doesn't go to Golos, you're not finished. You start to declare a shy. Is the Goyal Adam allowed to kill him? So that depends. If he's less than a shy gay, the Goyal Adam can't kill him. If he's more than a shy gay, the Goyal Adam could kill him. So Mameo is a Rambam went. And he says, let's see. Is Xeris, because of Achiyipo Derech Nefila? Why are you potter when it's Derech Aliyah? Is it worse or better? The Nakamino be, if it's worse, then the Goyal Adam could kill him. He's only Mamuyit from Golos. If it's better, then the Goyal Adam more Aynis, and the Goyal Adam cannot kill him. This was the Rambam's Hechlish to come up with this song. So it's a very Geshmak Atamish from Rozovsky's reason, at least like the Rambam Shita. And again, I'm not sure if the Rambam Shita is universally accepted. We're going to have to see that yet in the Perek. Like a part of that, the two dinim are not dinim that I'm William Zebedee. Okay, so this is the din of Derech Aliyah of the Derech Yerida. One last prat, and that is, what's the klal? Derech Yerida goes to Golos. Derech Aliyah doesn't go to Golos. What about if it's not Derech Aliyah and not Derech Yerida? What's the din? What happens if it's a straight shot? I was walking on a flat ladder, walking straight. He's walking, not a ladder, he's walking straight in the street. And he walks into someone and kills him. What's it in? Isn't it funny? That the Mishnah says, kosher, Derech Yerida, you gotta go. Shalai, Derech Yerida, don't gotta go. Don't say anything about most cases. What? The expression Shalai b'derech yiridasa is mashma that anybody else does not go to Golos. Shalai b'derech yiridasa. Mashma anybody else does go to Golos. Chayav is a good raya. No, the Lashon. Oh, because there's a cut to follow. That's mashma just the opposite. That's mashma from the Mishnah's Lashon. Shalai b'derech yiridasa ene gaila is mashma anybody who kills in a direct case does go to Golos. From the Gemara's Lashon, the Yipalav Yamais, Ad She Yipal Derech Nefila, is Masha anything that's not Nefila doesn't go to Golos. Again, Shalai B'Derech Yerida does not go to Golos. Oh, so it's good, you mean? Again, Shalai B'Derech Yerida in the Golos, Masha straight. Oh, doesn't go to Golos. So it fits in well with the Xeris Hakasim. Sorry, so it fits in well with the Xeris Hakasim. You'll be Ad She Yipal Derech Nefila. So we're saying now is Derech Tefila goes to Golos, and anything else doesn't go to Golos. Do you hear this? You know what we're coming out with? Anything, 90% of cases don't go to Golos. We always thought you killed the Sheikh, you go to, most cases don't go to Golos. Got to be Dr. Derech Tefila to go to Golos. Yes? What? Is that the same as lowering? Or maybe lowering is worse because you have like gravity going against you.
Walking backwards and you're looking
at your mind
and don't know where you're going.
It's
like
a
curve.
It's carbonated. If he does something, but you have to know one thing. If a person is driving backwards, it could be. If someone's walking backwards, he's doing something abnormal but doesn't normally kill people. Still, a guy with tzicha, I would think maybe it's a total shite. It's not the same as heavy things that you're taking up the street.
You could be stationary and sticking out his foot by mistake and just talk
about it. Or it could be someone who's stationary and doesn't do anything at all. Well, without a mic, you're not going to get any
golf. No, the other best,
someone sticks out Okay, we'll have to see. All right, this is a cleric. You would think everyone talks about this. Darf Amer is the one who talks about the Shaylin. So, Mr. Hashem, you'll take a look at Darf Amer. Also, on Omer Mutter for tomorrow, especially those of you who learn Yerodea, is a Taz, Simon Tzadik test, the cotton. The Taz is by the dinim of Mevatalis Lechatchila. Some is Mevatalis Lechatchila B'Shege, it's Mutter, the Beis, it's Asr. The Taz talks about Omer Mutter. The Archa Shulchan is the Kotten Chav Gimel, also Tzadik Tess Chav Gimel. The Machlaik is there between the Taz and the Archa Shulchan of the dinim of Omer Mutter, and the Yisrael Shem tomorrow we'll spend some time on Omer Mutter as well. Please, this man, we're going to finish the parak in Yisrael Shem, so you have to keep on moving. I say keep on moving. You could go the same speed as you did last man, just put in extra time so that you cover extra ground, and Yitzhak Hashem will finish the parak for 40 weeks. Yitzhak Hashem, make sure you put in the time and apply a certain amount of Hashem. Okay, tomorrow I'll probably be a little late, but I hope to be able to share.